Welcome to Vinyl Heat Jungle Swing, Push and Arrange in Ableton Live 12. In this lesson, we're building that dusty, unstable, forward-moving DNB feel where the groove sounds like it's skating on hot wax. Not sloppy, not random, but alive. That's the sweet spot. In drum and bass, that push-pull energy is everything. It keeps the track moving hard, while still giving it human character, texture, and tension. We're going to use stock Ableton Live 12 tools to shape the whole vibe. Drum rack or sliced breaks, groove pool, auto filter, saturator, echo, simple delay, utility, EQ8, drum bus, and a resampling workflow. The goal is an 8-bar jungle style section that feels like a real drop, not just a loop. Start by setting your project to 174 BPM. That's the center of gravity for modern DNB and jungle. You can experiment a little around that range, but 174 is a strong place to lock in the feel. Set up a few tracks. One for your breaker drums, one for sub bass, one for mid bass, one for FX, and returns for delay and reverb if you want them. As you build, keep headroom on the master. Don't chase loudness yet. Let the track breathe. Now let's build the drum foundation. Load in a breakbeat, or slice one into simpler if you want more control. If you're working with a classic jungle break, focus first on the relationship between the kick and snare. That's the anchor. The snare should still hit confidently on 2 and 4. Even when you start moving the smaller hits around it. To give the break that dusty vinyl heat character, add EQ8 and high pass the very bottom, somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz, just to clean up rumble you don't need. Then add drum bus with a little drive, maybe 10 to 20%, and keep the boom subtle or even off if the low end is already busy. After that, use saturator with soft clip-on and a modest amount of drive. You're not trying to crush the break. You're trying to make it feel slightly worn, slightly compressed, and musically energized. Here's a big concept for this lesson. Treat swing like a hierarchy, not a blanket setting. Your main snare and kick should stay dependable. The ghost notes, hats, little percussion ticks, and break fragments can lean harder into the groove. That contrast is what makes the pocket feel exciting. Open the groove pool and try one of Ableton's swing presets. For jungle and DNB, a swing amount around 54 to 58% is a good starting point. The key is not to overdo it. Too much swing on everything and the groove collapses. Instead, apply groove to the smaller details. Let the break breathe, but keep the core stable. Then do some manual pushing and pulling. This is where the magic happens. Move certain ghost notes a few milliseconds later for a lazy, cracked vinyl feel. Pull a few percussion hits slightly earlier to create forward motion. If a break only feels right after one or two hits are nudged by ear, trust that. Clip-level nudging before global groove is often the most musical fix. Now let's build the bass. Split it into two layers, a clean mono sub and a moving mid-bass layer. For the sub, use operator or wave eatable with a sine or very simple low oscillator. Keep it mono with utility if needed, and use EQ8 to keep it focused below roughly 100 to 120 Hz. The sub should be solid and calm. It carries weight, but it shouldn't be trying to perform. For the mid layer, create something with more texture. A Reese, a detuned bass, or a resampled moving bass all work well here. Add saturator or overdrive to bring out harmonics. Then use auto filter for subtle movement. You can automate the cutoff in small 1/8 or 1/16 phrases, or just record some knob motion live so it feels more organic. Tiny cutoff shifts can change the emotion of the bass more than huge sweeps. Now program the bass rhythm like a conversation. Don't just let it run constantly. Use call and response with the drums. Put bass notes where the snare is not. Leave little holes. Let the groove breathe. A stronger bass hit before the snare can feel huge if you give it space. A shorter note can create more motion than adding another pitch. That's one of the best tricks in DNB arrangement. Change the rhythm, not just the notes. A simple way to think about the 8 bars is this. Bars 1 and 2 establish the groove. Bars 3 and 4 add a little movement. Bar 5 creates a fill or tension moment. Bar 6 re-enters with more drive, and bars 7 and 8 switch the phrase or reset the energy. That means your bassline should not stay identical the whole time. Maybe the first half of the phrase rushes slightly forward, and the second half sits back a touch. That push-pull contrast adds nervous energy without making the part overly complicated. Next, let's design the FX layer. This is where the vinyl heat feeling becomes a real arrangement tool. Add a noise burst, a reverse cymbal, a reversed break tail, an impact, or a short rewind-style transition. Keep effects useful and disciplined. High pass them, usually around 150 to 300 Hz, so they don't muddy the low end. Use echo or reverb for tails, but keep them short and controlled in dense sections. A really effective trick is to resample a filtered break tail with delay, then reverse it. That gives you a custom transition that sounds like it belongs to your track. It feels gritty and personal instead of generic. This is exactly the kind of detail that makes a DNB arrangement feel finished. Now we move into automation. This is where the groove starts breathing across the full 8 bars. Automate the break filter cutoff, the bass saturation amount, drum bus drive, effects and levels, and maybe reverb size on key transition moments. Keep automation musical, not constant. If everything is moving all the time, nothing feels like a change. A good arrangement shape is this. Bars 1 and 2, full groove with restrained effects. Bars 3 and 4, a little more top-end lift or bass movement. Bar 5, a fill, a filtered bass dip, maybe a reverse hit or impact. Bar 6, a stronger re-entry. Bars 7 and 8, a switch up with stripped drums or a different bass rhythm. Even small changes here make the section feel like a record, not just a loop. Remember the three energy lanes in DNB. The low end carries weight, the break carries motion, and the top layer carries urgency. If one lane starts doing too much, the whole groove blurs. So keep the sub focused, the break lively, and the effects selective. Empty space is part of the momentum. A well-placed gap before the snare can hit harder than another note stuffed into the bar. Once the groove feels good, tighten the mix. Check your low end in mono with utility. Make sure the sub is strong but not boomy, and that the kick is cutting through without fighting the bass. If the break is muddy, carve some low mids around 200 to 400 HC with EQ8. If your kick needs help, you can shape its presence depending on the sample, either around 90 to 150 HC for body or 2 to 4K HC for attack. Now think about arrangement for DJ usefulness. A good DNB loop becomes a real track when it supports mixing and phrasing. Build a clean intro, a full drop, a switch up, a breakdown or reset, and an outro that allows for smooth transitions. Even if the core idea is intense, DJs need stable phrasing. A 16-bar intro and outro can make a huge difference. If you want to push the sound darker, try some advanced moves. Use parallel drum bus on the break, blending a clean layer with a more aggressive processed layer. Automate a little resonance on auto filter before the drop, then snap it open for impact. Resample your bass after saturation and filter movement, then chop it into fills or stabs. Keep stereo width out of the low end and let texture live higher up. And if you need more tension, remove elements for a beat instead of constantly adding more. Here's a quick practice path. Make one 8-bar loop with a break, a mono sub, a simple 2 or 3 note bass phrase, one FX transition, one filter automation move, and one switch up in bars 5 to 8. Then ask yourself 3 questions. Does the low end stay solid in mono? Does the groove push forward, and is there a real moment of tension and release? If the answer is yes, you're already building usable jungle DNB material. So the big idea is this. Swing is not just a feel setting. In DNB, it's a structural tool. When you push and arrange it properly in Ableton Live 12, your groove stops sounding like a loop and starts sounding like a record, with attitude. Lock in the pocket. Keep the sub clean. Let the break move and use automation to make the whole section breathe. That's Vinyl Heat Jungle Swing. That's the vibe.